We're almost at the end. We're at step number 22 of the 25 steps to building a personal brand. And this one we're going to talk about social media. Mm-hmm. And no, we're not going to talk about social media in the way that most people talk about it. If not, we're going to tell you not necessarily like all the steps that we've told you, like that's a given. You know you got to do that on social media.
Right.
But social media, if not utilizing it for the right things, mm-hmm. and using it to build an influence, mm-hmm. and using it to get your voice out there and your opinion out there. And we're so grateful for social media because just like us, just like you guys, there's been people for hundreds of years that have had their voice. Mm-hmm. You know, Alexander the Great, he built a brand,
yeah,
right? But he wasn't doing it through social media. He didn't have a way to, obviously, that's
word of
a
mouth.
yeah. So it's like the way he did it, you know, you guys can see the correlation, but like essentially, now it's so much easier mm-hmm. to build a brand, a presence, a voice, an image, whatever it is, through social media. And like the point here is not to sell you on social media, mm-hmm. but if not tell you that use social media for the right purpose.
Right.
Use social media for the right things. Don't be a consumer mm-hmm. of it. You know, and we have a video on that about consumer versus a consumer versus producer. Mm-hmm. Be a producer on it, and mm-hmm. we'll get more in details in that video. But essentially, like from my perspective, you know, understand that it's also a process to get to understanding how social media works and what do you want to do on it, mm-hmm. and having, you know, finding all the loopholes and stuff. Like, we dig down deep in every freaking app that you have and find out all the things and get creative about how you do stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't marry yourself to one platform. Don't mm-hmm. marry yourself to one thing. Yes, your audience could live more here, mm-hmm. but don't say like, oh, because this is what's relevant today mm-hmm. could not be relevant tomorrow.
Facts.
Right? Like, we had, I mean, there were so many different platforms. Like, Twitter, low-key, was like the thing fell off in a way. I mean, there was Tumblr. There was Google Plus was a thing for a while. Like, I mean, there's so many platforms. But, like, essentially, you know, the point of this video is to get you to understand that, like, don't marry yourself to a platform.
Right.
If not, like, social media in itself, it's not just a little thing anymore. Like, it's a thing that's going to be relevant, like, forever of time now.
Yeah.
Like, what you have to understand is that each platform operates differently.
Yep.
And we have separate videos on, understanding analytics on Instagram, understanding mm-hmm. analytics on Facebook,
we'll go on that.
And YouTube and mm-hmm. stuff. We won't go into details in every video. But essentially, like, what we want to get you to understand is, like, don't marry a platform on social media and use social media for the right purposes.
Facts. And, you know, just again, to piggyback off what Derek was saying, social media is very powerful. And, you know, if you have not realized that now, then something is wrong. You're living under a rock. Again, we have the ability to tap into thousands or hundreds of thousands of people on a day-to-day basis with one simple post. Like I said, when we go into analytics, you know, we'll talk about impressions and all that stuff and how it's ridiculous, you know, and to be great at, you know, excel in one social media platform, but use that to branch and build off to the others. Like right now, you know, for me personally, Instagram is my go-to. I love it. I am low-key married to it. So we all have things to work on. I'm working on not being so married to it and branching out to Twitter, Facebook. My Facebook business page is doing awesome right now, you know, organically. My Twitter page is cool. Everything's falling in line. I'm working on my YouTube. That's my next go-to, is, you know, really, really get my YouTube popping. But social media is very powerful. The best thing about it right now is that it's free. It is free. We live
free
in a time.
Advertisement.
It's free advertisement every single day. That is that still baffles my mind. You need to take advantage of social media to get your name out there, create brand awareness. Social media is only designed to create brand awareness at the end of the day, and then convert that brand awareness into sales. That's the only thing that you're doing. And to create brand awareness, you're going to need to get in impact and impress and build an audience via your social media platforms. And once you understand how valuable that is and you take it seriously and you don't look at it as like, oh, I'm just going to post some memes on my shit, I'm just going to do like this. You're doing everything that's not directed toward your personal brand. You're going to get those
like
type of results.
Business.
Treat it like a business. Treat it like a hobby. You're going to get paid like a hobby. Treat it like a business. You're going to get paid
like a business.
Multi-million dollar business if that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? So like, knowing your audience, it goes back to everything. Knowing your audience, you know, your brand image, your purpose, your vision, your story. It goes back to everything. But social media is just like, it's your car. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you have, it's your vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Use it accordingly. You know, put as much gas into it as you need. You know what I'm saying? So that means content. Content is your gas. It's your fuel. You need to use it to propel it to get you to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when you understand that how powerful social media is and how relevant it is, because companies right now are just, we're still at the beginning. Yo, we haven't hit momentum stage of social media yet. Mm-hmm. We're still climbing.
There's still so many people in it that don't have Instagram.
You know, like once the baby boomers, all that stuff, you know, it's going to change. But right now, we're still climbing. Yeah. We're not even at the peak. And so right now is the time to get on it and to build your influence online.
The best time was yesterday. The next best time is today.
Today. Exactly. And once you realize that, you really grasp it. Like, sit down and really sit down and be like, damn. Like, I have access to hundreds of thousands of people. I can see what someone's doing in fucking Antarctica right now at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. You know how powerful that is? You know how powerful? That's ridiculous to me. So sit down and grasp that and utilize these platforms to your advantage, ultimately to change your life and build something for yourself.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it for this video. So, again, if you guys have any questions, don't be afraid to let us know, and see you on the next video.